Their problem began upon the outbreak of the recent conflict in 2013. It erupted in the country capital Juba. In the matter of hours, it spread to many other places of the country, displacing millions out of their homes. While some were forced to fly the country, others sought refuge in the UN site across the country. Still others got shelter in many religious compounds. Similarly, the premises of Catholic Church in Yambio County opened its doors in 2017. It hosts women, children and men from all over South Sudan. The number of people need support is enormous, and one of the most pressing issues is lack of water. This has made the person in the IDP camp to look for alternative. Some of them are forced to use dirty water they get from any available source. I caught up with Martin Angelo Misa. Martin and his family use dirty water most times from any water source he can find. He says it is hard for them to get clean drinking water in the camp. He cannot believe he and his family has reached this situation.
Lakini aje na ashifio mshikila moyo ya jamaa. Itakanzulu maisha ya moyo.
The only problem now is water. If a person doesn't drink water, the person will definitely not survive. I have jerry can that I brought water would eat for my children to drink. I cannot give to someone's child because it is not enough so that my children should not die from thirsty.
Martin is angry with his government. He wishes he were free to move everywhere so he collect enough water from nearby areas. He is upset about the insecurity that has blanketed the country. The parish priest of Limenze, Reverend Father Victor Bobier, is worried too. He is sorrowful seeing people like Martin getting to a point where they cannot get enough water for their families.
This number is quite big, and where a big number like this is settled in one place, certainly there are associated difficulties. Yes, water is still an issue because we have only four boreholes, one of which is a submersible pump with very small tanks. The boreholes keep on breaking down, because of course, the demand on them, and there is no rest morning to sunset, and even through the night, people who have not been able to get water, they wake up very early and they go for water. So water is still an issue.
Most of these internal displaced persons fled insecurity in Bazungwa and other surrounding areas. Yesterday, the United Nations demanded the release of 10 aid workers who went missing in South Sudan's Ye County in central Equatorial State. The UN urged the 10 were in a convoy going to Tuareg. In a statement, the UN indicated this is the second time aid workers are being held by armed groups in April alone. With sad news is still happening, Limenze camp as well as other camps across the country may become a permanent home to people like Martin. My name is Oliver Charles in Yambio, South Sudan.